BBC News with Jerry Smith. President Xi Jinping has told the thousands gathered for the start of the Communist Party Congress that China should take centre stage in the world and work to build a great power. The address provided policy clues for the direction of China. Mr. Xi asserted his confidence in communist ideology, saying he would not copy foreign political systems. A senior official at the Kenyan Electoral Commission has quit, saying she doubts the country can hold credible elections next week. Speaking to the BBC from New York, Dr. Roslyn Akombe said that while in Kenya, she'd received numerous threats. The main opposition candidate, Raila Odinga, pulled out of the poll rerun, saying he did not believe a fair vote could be held. A US judge has largely blocked the latest version of President Trump's travel ban, hours before it was due to come into force. The judge in Hawaii said the ban broke US immigration law. The White House said his ruling was flawed. Iraqi forces have taken control of further areas previously held by Kurdish forces in Nineveh province in northern Iraq. Officials said positions retaken from Kurdish Peshmerga fighters included the Mosul Dam, northwest of the city. The European Commission is due to announce a wide-ranging package of counter-terrorism measures later today, following recent attacks in Europe. Officials say they have concerns about 8,000 Islamist fighters who could potentially return from Syria and Iraq. Six Pakistani police officers have been killed in a bomb blast in the southwestern city of Quetta. Reports say a roadside device exploded as a police vehicle passed by. And the German Chancellor Angela Merkel is embarking on coalition negotiations today following last month's elections that reduced her share of the vote and ushered the far right into Parliament. Mrs. Merkel's Christian Democrat Party will hold talks with the Liberal Free Democrats. BBC News.